Road of Life, brought to you by Dove. D-U-Z, does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery.
Miller didn't.
She didn't.
But now she does use Dove.
Now she knows that Dove, D-U-Z, is best.
It does everything.
Mrs. Miller used to frown at those greasy work shirts on wash day and say,
here I go, scrubbing my fingers off again.
Then she'd sort out those dirty towels.
Do you suppose they'll ever be white again?
And she'd look at her pretty rayon slips.
Oh, those colors. How could I keep them from looking so washed out?
Ah, and then the lady who didn't became a lady who does. She found Dove does best. This new kind of soap does everything in the wash. For towels, Dove gives you unsurpassed whiteness. For work clothes, unbeaten cleaning power. And for nice colors, extra safety. Now, wash day is a different story for Mrs. Miller.
What do you know? Dove in those work shirts is a cinch. I didn't do any hard scrubbing, and look how clean they are.
Of course, Dove can't be beat for cleaning power.
Dove in my towels gets them the whitest white I ever hung on my wash line.
Sure, Dove can't be beat by any soap for really white washes.
And Dove in those pretty colors really leaves them brighter.
Sure, Dove is safer for colors, so they last longer. You see, ladies, Dove does everything. It's been proved best in actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps. Dove beat them all with its wonderful combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does, not a lady who didn't. Does best. Does everything. And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. Most of us don't give it much thought, and if we do, it's only on rare occasions. But the anxiety which a doctor feels toward his patients is similar to the anxiety felt by the patient's friends and relatives. Although Jim Brent's wife, Carol, is in Reno, Nevada, establishing her residence there prior to divorcing him, he has, as one of his patients, her brother. Bill Evans, discharged from the Navy Medical Corps for psychoneurotic reasons, has been at Wiley Memorial Hospital for months, unable to shake the effects and sights of the Pacific War from his mind. Jim, following the eruption at City Hospital, has plunged deep into work at Wiley. One of his first cases is that of his brother-in-law. It's 11 o'clock in the morning now. Bill Evans is lying on the bed in his room, waiting. Walking down the corridor toward a sterilizing room is Jim Brent. Accompanying him is a nurse, Sylvia Bertram. Miss Bertram, an old friend of the patient as well as of Jim, is also concerned with the impending treatment.
I just can't figure out what you said to Bill yesterday.
Why?
Well, he certainly is acting like a new man this morning.
Have you spent much time with him?
About an hour. He's about as excited as a kid going to the circus. And that's a good symptom.
Couldn't ask for anything better.
It's the first sign of hope he's shown since he's been here.
Say, do you have that needle?
You don't think I'd come all the way down here to sterilize it, do you, if I'd forgotten to bring it? What do you think I've been carrying in this towel? Ooh, good. Somebody just finished using this sterilizer. Won't take so long now. It's still hot. There. Now we'll turn it on, get it started, and... Oh, sit down, Jim. Won't be long.
Okay, but why don't you take the chair? I've always been a good edge-of-the-table sitter.
Thanks, but I'd better prepare the dose, hadn't I?
Oh, yes.
How do you want it fixed, Jim?
1/10 gram of pentyl sodium. I'm sure that's here because I brought it with me myself. Here, Miss Bertram.
Thank you, Doctor.
Dilute it with 10 cc's of distilled water.
Right. He has a lot of trust in you, Jim.
Hmm?
Bill, He has all the faith in the world that the pentothal sodium is going to help him.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he stands a good chance of being cured completely by it.
Mm, it may.
You sound worried.
I am.
Any special reasons?
Oh, I could kick myself for letting him build himself up so high about this.
Well, it was the only way you could get him to agree to undergo the treatment, wasn't it?
Yes, I suppose so.
Until you took hold of him, his attitude has been negative, most of the time.
Well, the only trouble is, Sylvia, there's no guarantee attached to this stuff. Sometimes it helps patients, sometimes it doesn't. You know, I've never given it before. It's comparatively new.
Just about the only thing left to try, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Hall and Doc Thompson have used just about everything on him. You see, Sylvia, if this doesn't help him, I...
Well?
Well, Bill's a doctor himself. You can't fool your own kind, you know. Now, if this doesn't do anything for him, he's going to sink into a state of depression that'll be so low, well, it'll take a miner to get him out of it, not a psychiatrist.
Just what are you trying to say, Jim?
Well, part of his trouble is that he's able to make a diagnosis for himself. And after he's arrived at the diagnosis, he's not at all certain of the cure.
You know, Jim, I don't think there are many things more pathetic than when a doctor finds out what's wrong with himself and isn't able to do anything about it.
Now you're beginning to understand what's bothering Bill.
Yes.
How soon will that be sterile?
Oh, just another few minutes.
Oh.
Jim, Well...
Go on. What do you want to ask?
How much faith do you have in this?
Pentothal sodium?
Yes. What effect do you hope it'll have on him? How do you expect him to react?
I'm only using it for one reason, Sylvia. By and large, it helps patients who are inhibited and who won't talk under ordinary conditions. Under pentothal, very often they open up and say things that they haven't said before, things they've been afraid to say, or ashamed to say, or things they've forgotten. Now, if they can get those thoughts out into the open, it can help them, maybe even cure them. Yeah. Look, as I say, I've never used it before. I've only heard about it recently.
It sounds as though it has the same general effect as sodium amytal.
Mm-hmm. It's comparable to that, but it's a later product, newer.
How'd you hear about it?
The Army's been using it quite a good deal, Navy, too. It's produced some very fine results in cases brought on to the war, and since the war had so much influence on Bill, I...
That's what he talks about, when he does talk.
Yes, but you see, he isn't very specific. He jumps around from one thing to another. Now, if this has any effect at all, well, maybe we'll get a pretty fair picture of what the war was like as Bill sees it. And maybe, with luck, we'll find out what's causing him to behave as he does.
How much pentothal do you give him?
Well, it depends entirely on his reaction. I'll inject the needle intravenously and give him a very small dosage. It's supposed to take effect immediately.
What do you mean by effect?
Well, he'll seem to be half asleep. He'll talk heavily, and he'll answer whatever questions I ask him truthfully. Every inhibition he has will be released.
And he'll really tell you what's on his mind? Or at least what's at the back of it?
That's what I hope he'll do.
Tell me, will he remember what he told you?
Perhaps one or two things, but most of his memory will be blank by the time he wakes up. If I gave him a very small dose, I could arrange for him to remember. But you see, I want to get all of the story.
Oh.
What I'll do after the first injection is to leave the needle in and feed him more, bit by bit, until I think he's had enough. And then I'll take it out.
Are there any particular orders you want me to follow after you've finished with him?
No, nothing special. Just stop by every now and then and have a look at him. He'll sleep for about 7 or 8 hours after it's over.
Oh, Jim, if it'll only do it. It means so much, not only to Bill, but Judith is counting on it. Won't be easy if... Well, if... Oh, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Usually it's just as hard on the patient's wife or relatives as it is on the patient himself.
It's been so long since either of those kids have had any sort of normalcy in their lives.
It's true of a lot of us, Sylvia.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. I didn't mean to rake up...
It's okay. I don't mind.
Have you heard anything from Carol?
Mm-mm.
How long has she been there?
Reno?
Mm-hmm.
Quite a while. The red light's flashing on the side of the sterilizer.
Oh, that's right. It must be ready. Certainly is hot.
What do you expect?
You know, it'd be awfully nice if you could write Carol that her brother's well again, wouldn't it?
Be nice to bring Bill back on his feet again.
Carol would probably be awfully excited about it.
Sylvia.
Yes?
I'm not doing this for Carol, do you understand?
I'm
doing it because a man named Evans is a patient of mine. One of the rules I set for myself, and one that I've followed ever since I began to practice, is to keep my professional life and my private life completely separated. I'm going to try my best to do what I can for Bill. I want to succeed. I can't be sure that I will. If I do, and Carol is happy about it, that's fine. If I don't, well, the responsibility's on my shoulders, and that's that.
Here's your needle, Dr. Brent. It's ready.
In 5 minutes, Jim will be back in his patient's room. In 10 minutes, the tip of the needle containing pentothal sodium will be resting in Bill Evans' arm. In half an hour, Jim will have a pretty good idea of whether his new treatment will succeed or fail, whether Carol's brother will be cured, or whether he will remain in the mental state in which he returned from the war. What effect this treatment eventually will have on the relationship between Jim and Carol at this stage is only a hypothetical thought in Sylvia Bertram's mind. When folks take time these busy days to write a letter praising something, that something's got to be pretty terrific. That's why we're so pleased with all the letters we get praising Does. Folks everywhere say this new kind of soap is best. It does everything in the wash. But from Cedar Lake, Indiana, Mrs. Charles Enochson writes, she's discovered Does does everything for dishes, too. Listen.
I was simply amazed at how much more Does does. Why, for dishes, I have suds of plenty right straight through the whole job.
Yes, Mrs. Enochson, does make suds that stand up till the last dish is done. And it gives you fast action on grease, too. Plus, greater kindness to hands. And ladies, that's why I say does everything for dishes. Notice how this new kind of soap blossoms into suds the instant water strikes it. No need to keep adding soap, because does suds stand by to the last frying pan. They cut grease without hard scouring, too. Yet Does is kinder to your hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves them beautifully smooth. Yes, does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen Monday when D-U-Z Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. On the home front, fight the war against waste. Don't waste soap in your dishpan. Soap contains vital war materials.